How do we protect ourselves from others taking advantage of our kindness and generosity? Ajahn Janako once mentioned that it can happen in the outside world. Some people consider our meekness and humility as weak and try to intimidate or bully us. I just freeze during such times, unable to say anything, thinking it may worsen the situation and be more harmful for me. Yeah, I think that it comes with experience and sometimes some hard knocks, but being kind and generous and having humility doesn't exclude or preclude also having wisdom and strength and clarity and knowing how to see the effects of what you're doing. And if your kindness and your generosity is causing people to try and take advantage of you, then we just have to be aware of that and realize that that's not encouraging, you know, good qualities in the other person by bowing to that or submitting oneself to it and just letting oneself become, you know, or getting walked over. And that, you know, as best as we can, we're trying not to be, we're trying not to have expectations when we are kind to people or when we give to people. We do it without, to the best of our ability, we do it without having expectations of how people will treat us in return. But it's developing that sense of discernment and realizing that you can still be kind and generous and not have expectations for anything in return. And if somebody tries to take advantage of that, then you have to set your boundary and say, okay, well, I did what I did out of good faith, good intention. I don't really expect anything from this person around it. And they're trying to take advantage of that. Well, I can just, at least for now, you know, withdraw from that situation. I don't have to bow to that. I don't have to support that. I can just, you know, realize that what I tried to do was good, and I'll be the owner of that karma, that good intention. And the best thing I can do at this point so that that person doesn't create any more bad karma of their own by trying to take advantage is to just politely set your boundary, and if you need to, you can walk away. But not with any kind of, very important to guard yourself from getting a hard heart and developing a resentment. That's no good either.